Like to welcome everybody to our planning and zoning meeting. I'm Janelle Overby.
Debbie Greener.
Ardell Peterson.
And Gandy. We're going to go ahead and open with a prayer and announcement. Our dear Father in Heaven, we're grateful to meet together as community members to discuss the needs and things that need to happen in order to move forward with progress, and grateful for this great valley, and ask that that will be with us. And we say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay, and Debbie has a quick thought.
Yep. The training last week up in Lehigh, and I wish I remembered who said this, but he asked the question, are we tired of winning? And maybe we're just getting in the game. We're not exactly, well, we are, but we're just starting out. But be aware of what we're losing while we're winning. And we want to maintain the character and the feel of a community while also growing and providing new opportunities. And just along with what Janelle said last week about civility, that it can't be an us versus them. It needs to be a we in order to accomplish anything. So that's it.
Thank you, Debbie. Let's go ahead and all join in the Pledge of Allegiance. Okay, I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right, so our agenda is simple tonight. We're going to go ahead and discuss first the new business license. Sorry, my eyes don't see this very well. The business license for, Gage Mogul did not turn his thing in. That's old, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, do I have lost? I apologize. I have that's the last agenda.
He's on this one as well.
Oh, is that? I don't see Aaron Daly, though. Okay, well, we do know, without the agenda, we have discussion on home occupied business with Aaron Daly in... You just screenshot and text it to me. It is the older one, huh? For an engineer business, Aaron, I know that we've gone over all of the things as a committee with our outline of what standards you needed to apply, and everything looks good. Can you tell us a little bit more about what your plan is?
Yeah. So it's an engineering firm specializing in mining, providing mine planning, blast design, lab services, specifically mining companies, and all my work is usually on their site. I have a desk at the house, computer, and manage my work from there. So I do a little bit of work in the shop that I already have there at the house, the lab work. It's all on site. So.
Great. I think most people in the community want to know if how much traffic you're bringing to the area, and it doesn't sound like much, right?
Yeah, I don't plan on having traffic at my home. Samples that will be run, I guess customers could bring them to me, but I plan on also mostly picking them up myself. But customers could bring their samples to me. They pull in the driveway, drop them off.
Okay. Did anyone on the committee have any questions and concerns? I know we had a great outline with all of the standards and checklists. I did notice, and it's probably a formality that doesn't matter, Dennis, that the Google map was on the wrong residence. Does that matter? No, it's just a formality.
Not a lot, actually.
Yeah, I was like, no, that is not Aaron's house. Yeah.
So which one is Aaron's house?
Aaron's is next to that one.
Across the street, yep. It's right across from Gail and Ron.
It's in my mind.
Yeah, where's his old house?
Pardon me?
We live in the Edwards.
Edwards is Hall, okay. I've got that one.
I know where that is.
Okay.
Great. Anyone on the committee have any questions or concerns for Erin?
I just wondered about the dogs. Are they going to be a problem when you have people come to your home?
I don't have any dogs. I didn't think you did.
So I think it's probably.
Yeah. I have a thing that tells me you have multiple dogs.
Noisy goat.
I think it's probably because the lot that they determined was yours through Google Maps is wrong. That's all I can say.
No, because Gail doesn't have dogs either.
Yeah, my neighbors have dogs and cats.
I just plan on getting
a puppy in a month or two.
And it's not going to affect. Okay. Yeah, they did mention
but
that.
But you'll clean up after, right?
Yeah.
Well, then, like, homeowners that covers dog bites when people come, they get bit by a dog.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, conditioned.
Yes. Think about that.
For control, yeah.
My husband's had that a lot.
So, any other concerns? Okay, do we have a motion to recommend to City Council?
I recommend.
Thank you, Ardella, for the motion. Do I have a second?
I second.
Thank you, Debbie. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, Erin, that's under, of course, the conditions of you following all the conditions that the city gives you in your paperwork, and we appreciate your time. And any other questions, we'll refer to Mandy at the city office, okay?
Perfect, yep. So we'll plan to have that in the city council agenda next month. Okay. Okay.
I need to be there too?
Yep.
Okay. Perfect. 7:30 next Wednesday?
Yes.
7:00.
So, 7. And you're welcome to leave anytime you want, just so you know. You don't have to stay the whole time. The next item on the agenda is the request from Gunnison Valley Hospital wanting to construct an ambulance facility on 180 North on Main Street, and that would be next to the city fire stations. It sounds like there'll be 3 ambulance bays and an office space. And it looks like Brenda's here representing the hospital. We've reviewed all of your standards. But and we've seen your site plans and your, so it's nice to see some landscaping. And we've got, my phone won't open up the last drawing, but I saw it before. Does anybody on the committee have any questions for Brenda representing the hospital? Seems pretty straightforward. We've got all the parking that you need. We've got the everything labeled here.
I did have one question, but it was that it's probably the way it's written, and I can't find it now, where it talks about the parking stalls being 9 by 18.
On what?
The parking stalls. Yeah, being 9 by 18, and the city code says 10 by 18.
The city standard for a parking stall is 10 by 18.
10 by 18, okay.
That would need to change.
Nice catch.
But it's in there as two different. It says one place, if I could find it, that the 9 by 18 is okay. But then down below it says that they need to be 10 by 18.
The number of parking stalls. The number of parking stalls is okay.
Yeah.
Right. The size needs to be revised.
Okay. Easy.
Easy peasy, yeah. And then.
Tell me again, we talked about it in the last time, but the ambulances are, they're going to go north and then come out, or are they coming straight out?
Straight out to Main Street.
Because that's what I said, somebody argued with me, but I believe they are scheduled to go straight out.
Yeah, we didn't want them on the north side just because of the snow factor, and so we thought that it would be better to come out on the west. Correct?
Has your one turn instead of, still going to look for traffic, but you only have one turn.
They'll still have to turn north and then come out.
Or turn south, but either way.
South.
They won't come out directly onto Main Street from the property.
So they'll do a little. So
they go to the same driveway as the fire department.
Yes, and then come
correct.
Out.
Okay.
They'll go to the same street.
Street, but not driveway.
Oh, that's a street.
They'll back in, they'll pull out to the west towards Main Street, turn in the parking lot, go out onto 200 North,
okay,
and then turn left and go to Main Street.
So there's no driveway entrance for Main Street?
No.
Because that's a UDOT thing anyway.
Okay, that was my question.
Yeah.
And the brick and mortar, it sounds good to look similar to the fire department.
No, it's a metal building. It's a metal building. But we have
the wainscot, right?
Porch that's kind of similar to the fire department. And then I think we'll have our garage doors look nice, whatever that means.
It's really nice.
Not just boring old garage doors. Modern, that's a good word.
Modern, and there is...
And I think our signage, we'll try to make our signage look really nice too.
I can't pull it up now, but they did have some landscaping on that I noticed.
You have a picture of landscaping? I have a picture.
I had one, but it's okay. I don't want to lose my agenda. So we did want to remind you on just our development standards of making sure the wall pack lighting has the down covers and they're not directed towards
the lights
other areas. Okay, see, on our standards, this one says the parking stalls must be 9 by 18, but Debbie found the 10 by 18 in our code.
It is 10.
Okay, so 10 by 18.
It's going to be changed.
And then, of course, for future signage, you have to have permits go through the same process. And you're subject to, the Water Master sign-off on the development, which I'm sure your developer is aware. Okay.
And would that be dog?
So there's no coverage on it. There's no coverage on any of the metal. It'd be a metal building.
No wainscot of stone or brick. Cannot find that drawing. Okay. But the bays do face west.
Yes.
So that's what you see most of.
So it's going to be garage doors.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Does anybody else have any questions or concerns for the hospital? Okay, do I have a motion to recommend to City Council?
Can I recommend that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I recommend that, I make a motion that we recommend to the City Council that they approve the application from the hospital for the ambulance building.
Thank you, Debbie. Do I have a second? Thanks, Ardella. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thanks for coming in. Okay. And then we do have some notes to review, right?
Yes, ma'am.
I got that from Mandy on the
24th. Are we going to engage even though we didn't come?
I don't know. I thought they were supposed to come.
We told them it's not a requirement.
It's not?
So I would just recommend that you go ahead and move forward with it.
Okay.
One that I think is better.
Right, it's non-invasive.
So I think you'd be okay to go.
Okay, so did you guys remember reviewing that? It was just the permit for the guide services.
Service.
The one that was before. Mm-hmm. So do we have a motion to recommend that to City Council?
Mm-hmm. I motion that we recommend
Gage Mobile's business.
Yes. Get my license, to the City Council.
Thank you, Debbie. Do I have a second?
Yes.
Thank you, Ardella.
Here. I'd like to ask.
I know.
I'd like to ask.
What were your concerns?
Do they have to have public comment or time for public comment in this neighborhood?
Well, they're not hunting in the neighborhood. No, I think it's just a service that they take other places in the valley.
Other documents previously it said that he'd be meeting them elsewhere. Mm-hmm. Most of them. I think it was most of them.
Oh, so you're saying, are they doing
any... So how do you decide what's most of them?
What are they doing in the backyard? That's what you were concerned with.
I'll meet there and park on the street.
But I guess that's...
Nobody lives behind them, though. It's an advantage for them.
Just a river walk.
True. All right, thank you, Ardella. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thanks, ladies. Let's look at those notes really quick. I think both of you are here.
Yeah, I read through them.
Mm-hmm. You mean the minutes?
The minutes, that's what I meant, the notes.
I recommend
notes.
We accept the minutes as written.
There's one change. It's not so much to the minutes as the thing.
Is it a grammatical thing?
No. It's the time of the meeting on Monday night. It's 5, not 5:30. On the training.
Oh.
5:30.
For the 19th?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The Ephraim one?
Uh-huh. Well, let me see if I've got that in my phone, right?
She said 5 to 8:30.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I have that down. Okay. And do you guys want a carpool? You let me know.
Yeah.
Great. Okay, so we have a motion from Debbie to accept the minutes. With the small correction, and Ardella's seconded that, and all in favor?
Aye.
And any motion to adjourn?
I'll move that we adjourn this meeting.
Thank you, Ardella. A second?
I second it.
Thank you, Debbie. All in favor?
Aye.
Nice and efficient. Okay. Thanks, you guys.